Economic expansion in the Mid-South is being called a mixed bag. That according to the latest Burgundy Book report for the Memphis District of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. The Memphis District includes much of the KASU listening area, such as eastern Arkansas, southern Missouri, and west Tennessee. Alejandro Budell is an economist with the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank.
By the end of the fourth quarter of 2011, Memphis was doing better than the nation in terms of annual employment growth, while its performance in terms of short-run employment growth, the unemployment rate, the number of issuance of housing permits, and annual house price growth was less favorable than the nation's. Let's start by discussing our annual employment growth indicator. By October, Memphis's non-farm payroll employment was 1.4% higher than 1 year before, while it was 1.2% higher than last year in the U.S. as a whole. Therefore, the Memphis zone outperformed the nation in terms of annual employment growth by 0.2%.
Woodell says the second indicator is short-term payroll employment changes.
During the 3 months preceding October 31st, Memphis's local employment decreased by an average rate of 0.1% per month. This decrease contrasts with short-term payroll employment growth observed in the U.S., which was 0.1% per month. We now turn to the unemployment rate, which is our third indicator. The unemployment rate is defined as the percentage of labor force participants that report to be looking for a job but not being able to find one. In Memphis, the unemployment rate decreased slightly, falling from 10.5% in July to 10.4% in October. Despite this improvement, Memphis's unemployment rate is 1.4% higher than the 9% unemployment rate figure registered for the nation as a whole at the close of October.
And Budell says the next indicator is building permits.
In terms of real estate, we start by considering the issuance of building permits, which is our fourth indicator. The number of building permits issued in the Memphis zone from the beginning of 2011 until October 31st was 25.2% lower than the number issued during the same months of 2010. At the national level, this figure was basically unchanged. The number of new building permits issued in 2011 was very similar to that of 2010. So we conclude that Memphis underperformed the nation in terms of the growth of issued building permits with respect to last year.
And Budell says housing prices is also important to take a look at.
Our fifth and last indicator considers the evolution of housing prices since last year. At the close of September, housing prices were 5.4% lower in the Memphis zone compared to last year. This fall was larger than the fall registered in the nation as a whole, where house prices have fallen 4.3% over the past year.
And that's Alejandro Budell giving information concerning the Memphis District of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. The latest numbers for the report coming from the Burgundy Book.